Chapter 19. Greg continued to hold the camera out to the policeman, but Officer Riddick quickly climbed to his feet. "The camera makes bad things happen?" His eyes burned into Greg's. "Yes," Greg told him. "It isn't my camera, see? And every time I take a picture..." "Son, that's enough," Officer Riddick said gently. He reached down and rested a hand on Greg's trembling shoulder. "I think you're very upset, Greg," he said, his voice almost a whisper. "I don't blame you. This is very upsetting for everyone."
"But it's true,"
Greg started to insist. "I'm going to ask that policeman over there," Officer Riddick said, pointing, "to take you home now. And I'm going to have him tell your parents that you've been through a very frightening experience." "I knew he wouldn't believe me," Greg thought angrily. "How could I have been so stupid? Now he thinks I'm some kind of a nutcase." Officer Riddick called to a policeman at the side of the house near the hedge. "No, that's okay," Greg said, quickly pulling himself up, cradling the camera in his hand. "I can make it home okay." Officer Riddick eyed him suspiciously.
"You sure?"
"Yeah, I can walk by myself."
"If you have anything to tell me later,"
Officer Riddick said,
lowering his gaze to the camera, "just call the station, okay?"
"Okay," Greg replied, walking slowly toward the front of the house.
"Don't worry, Greg, we'll do our best," Officer Riddick called after him. "We'll find her. Put the camera away and try to get some rest, okay?"
"Okay," Greg muttered. He hurried past the walkers, who were still huddled together under the umbrella on the patio.
"Why was I so stupid?" he asked himself as he walked home. "Why did I expect that policeman to believe such a weird story? I'm not even sure I believe it myself."
A few minutes later, he pulled open the back screen door and entered his kitchen. "Anybody home?" No reply. He headed through the back hall toward the living room. "Anyone home?" No one. Terry was at work. His mother must have been visiting his dad at the hospital. Greg felt bad. He really didn't feel like being alone now. He really wanted to tell them about what had happened to Sherry. He really wanted to talk to them. Still cradling the camera, he climbed the stairs to his room. He stopped in the doorway, blinked twice, then uttered a cry of horror. His books were scattered all over the floor. The covers had been pulled off his bed. His desk drawers were all open, their contents strewn around the room. The desk lamp was on its side on the floor. All of his clothes had been pulled from the dresser and his closet and tossed everywhere. Someone had been in Greg's room and had turned it upside down.